a playlist original.
Welcome to the Pilot Podcast,
where we review the pilot episodes of TV shows to answer your question, should I watch this?
My name is Meetu.
And my name is BJ.
And this week, we're watching Chuck, which was on NBC and is now available on Amazon Prime Video.
So stay tuned to find out about the time Meetu's former roommate brainwashed her, and she went on some wild adventures.
Yes, 2007 was a wild year for me and Chuck.
So how about you break down Chuck and what adventures he went on back in 2007?
For sure. Also, shout out to the listeners who recommended this show. Thank you.
Yes, this was an Instagram follower request.
Chuck, played by Zachary Levi, receives an encoded email from a friend turned CIA agent, and boom, his brain gets coded with software containing the U.S.'s greatest spy secrets. So now Chuck goes from homebody nerd to NSA and CIA asset. Supporting Chuck is his sister Ellie, played by Sarah Lancaster, Ellie's boyfriend Devin, played by Ryan McPartlin, and bestie Morgan, played by Joshua Gomez. He also meets CIA agent Sarah Walker, played by Yvonne Stravosky, and NSA agent John Casey, played by Adam Baldwin. So, Beej, how do you feel about our nerdy hero?
So I will be upfront and honest with our listener. I did watch Chuck while it was airing.
Why are you saying that like it's a difficult confession?
Wow, that was an attack.
You're coming to the red table to let them know.
I like the concept of Chuck as a character, where he's this 20-something nerd working at the Geek Squad equivalent, at the Best Buy equivalent, next to the Costco equivalent, and he's now going to be an action hero. And I think that's a common trope where you have the kind of wimpy nerd guy, even though Zachary Levi is a very like tall presence, but now he gets to get involved in the cool action and fight and spy scene while still having that intelligence. So it's the best of both worlds.
We were in an era for so long, and it's still going, of this revenge of the nerds fantasy. But I do feel like the mid-2000s, we had so many movies and shows and reality shows about quote-unquote regular overlooked guys that have these extraordinary secrets or abilities that show you all those hot girls that turn you down, they're missing out because you're a super spy in disguise.
That is always a weird message where it's appreciate your intelligence. Chuck is very good with computers and programming. He studied engineering. And at the same time, his best friend and his sister all want him to have a stereotypical pretty girlfriend.
Which feels odd because so many people are successful from video games and nerdy things. So it is funny that they're portraying that as almost, and I don't like this word a lot, but loser behavior for him to play video games so often. There's a joke toward the beginning of the pilot where he has bandages on his fingers because when he plays Call of Duty, he does it for so long that the controller calluses his finger pads.
Good for him for protecting his skin.
Absolutely. You know, you and I are both very big fans. Now it sounds like we're going into an ad, but we really are both very big fans of skincare. Y'all, if you need skincare advice, email askthepilotpodcast@gmail.com and BJ will let you know what he uses because he has beautiful skin.
Me too's the one testing new products.
That's true. I do love to test new products. I will say that of the Revenge of the Nerds type trope, this feels like the least annoying application. It's not using women as pawns. It's not saying like, this hot girl rejected me yesterday, and now she is just so sad that I am this strong, capable guy and she's missing out. Whereas all of the women in this pilot episode have been strong and independently minded. And I know that the bar is in Hades when I say something like this, but it is nice for a show from 2007 with this trope to be funny and not at the expense of women.
Yes. And they present this in a good way for Chuck as well. We see that he is a catch. Everyone can recognize that. And it's more about his lack of confidence than him being a nerd that makes him unappealing or undateable.
Everyone knows that all the building blocks are there for Chuck to lead a thriving life as soon as he believes in himself. We see that with his sister, who wants him to date. We see that with his best friend, Morgan, who wants him to go for the manager position at work and take on more challenges and push himself further. And it's nice to see that people are in his corner.
Well, there's one person who is not in his corner, and that's his college roommate, Bryce, guest role from Matthew Bomer, who sends him one email that changes his life. But how do you feel about the fact that this external person from his past, who he has negative feelings for, is the driving force for this entire premise?
Bryce gave him one final FU. Chuck remembers Bryce as his roommate at Stanford who took his girlfriend, and he's saying that that's why he's had this arrested development or halt in his forward progress. And now this same guy that Chuck thinks ruined his life has now ruined his life further by making him an intelligence asset. It's also such 2007 speak that Chuck is the computer, that all of this NSA and CIA data is now in Chuck's brain through encoded images. That's so funny and so dated.
He is all of the secrets. And the government, they only have one copy and it's gone.
The government don't got cloud.
You can't put this in the cloud, but you can put it in a human brain.
The government doesn't have backup hard drives. I feel like that was very popular in 2007. I definitely had
That's risky.
A brick that I connected to my laptop to back things up.
And if someone stole that brick, they could steal your secrets.
But now people could steal Chuck.
And that is why he now has two handlers. These will be fun characters with NSA's Casey and CIA's Walker. How do you feel about, let's start with Walker. We kind of see more of her character first. The one who is flirting with Chuck.
I like Walker. I like that she is strong. It is interesting that we see her use knives as the way that she gets out of things. Y'all, she was stabbing people, she was pinning people to walls, she was pressing buttons with the knives, she was stabbing people with knives, she stabbed cars with knives. This lady knows her way around a knife. She had like a garter belt full of them, and she had them in a bulletproof corset that she had on under her dress. She was all knifed up, and I just wonder if a gun would have sped a couple of those things up, but it was cool. That does remind me, this is getting a little off topic, the action scenes were really good.
Yes, we were both impressed throughout this pilot episode. It felt more like TV movie budget for the action scenes than just a TV series.
And that was interesting to me because they clearly opened up their wallets for this one. And it wasn't a remake or a reboot. It wasn't at all a sure thing. This is one of the first big roles we all recognize Zachary Levi in. So I don't know what told them this is worth taking a chance on. I don't know what was in the ether in 2007, but they really said, no, charge the credit card. We are going to have those two cars explode. We are going to have this computer explode and this building explode and all of these different fight scenes. We're going to do it all. It's worth it. It's Chuck.
I feel like this might have been when NBC was willing to invest more in the action hero franchise because it was just a year before that Heroes came out, and that was really popular. So maybe they even just had some extra Heroes money and were like, let's give this Chuck a little bump in budget.
Yeah, get in that car, Zachary. We're going to make it flip.
You ready for stunts? Here we go.
How did you feel about Casey on the NSA side?
Casey is a fun character and I think balances out well with Chuck's kind of nervous energy, his anxious vibe, where Casey's very cold, closed off emotionally, and is about getting the job done. He's ready to just shoot, kill, wrap it up. And I like that cold personality mixed in with everyone else.
I love a clock in, clock out type of character. I am here to do my job, and in my off hours, we are not friends. I will do my own thing and then come back and see you at 9 a.m. for more spy stuff.
Exactly. I exist to you between 9 to 5.
I love a work-life balance character. I also like with Sarah and Casey and with the show overall that it is clearly fun and bright and has a lot of action scenes. Definitely doesn't seem to take itself seriously, which is good. and I think is a bonus for the show. But with Sarah and Casey, what I like is that they clearly have some secrets. So there is that element of intrigue still. It's not some prestige mystery show for sure, but I do want to know what's going on between their little looks between each other or themselves or between them and Chuck. There's clearly more that they're not telling Chuck. There's more that they're not telling their respective agencies. We see things a little bit in Chuck's flashbacks that let us know that perhaps there's more to the story with both of them, and the fact that they're maybe personally motivated in addition to being motivated by their jobs. And I want to know more.
I also want to know why the NSA and the CIA apparently don't want to work together anymore in this universe. They shared all their secrets in the one computer, The Intersect. And now, at least from Casey and Walker's perspective, they don't seem to want to have an alliance, and they're reluctantly sharing Chuck.
I think that that's going to lead to a lot of funny scenes between the three of them.
I can confirm there will be a lot of funny scenes between the three of them.
You do have that insider knowledge given you watched this show. So would you say, as a super fan of Chuck, you watched it when it ran, you said, I'm not going to miss a night when Chuck is on. From 2007 to 2012, you parked it in front of your TV and your laptop and you said, put on Chuck for 5 years.
You were there for part of that period, but okay, yeah.
I've never seen Chuck before, though. Would you say that this show holds up? That it is interesting to you in 2021 in the same way that it was so interesting to you in 2007?
That was heavy emphasis, but I will just answer the question anyway.
I just want the wonderful person tuning in, listening right now, to know that you were a super fan.
I was surprised that it held up. I have not rewatched Chuck since its original airing. And so coming back to it, there were some surprises, and I was impressed by the level of action. I was impressed by the character interactions. It was fun seeing Chuck and Morgan together. They have that very genuine friendship going on. It's still a little weird, and I remember it being weird how much Ellie acts like a parent to Chuck, but I think there are some story reasons that will get explained later. Overall, it does hold up to me. Me too. Couldn't get past some of the eyebrows and some of the choices.
My thick-eyebrowed siblings, how difficult was the mid-2000s for you if you are of a certain age when everyone was having these thin, thin eyebrows that was the center of beauty, and then those of us with furry faces, the pain that we went through to try to pluck, to even get close to the thin lines people had on their faces. Obviously, now we are in our redemption period where thick eyebrows are back in, but my goodness, what a time.
Besides being shocked by the different styles and beauty standards of the time, did it hold up for you?
I think it held up. I thought it was very funny. I thought the action scenes were very good. And despite some of the dialogue about how they talk about computers and how they talk about data and storage and viruses and things like that, the story itself holds up. Now, the fashion, y'all, Chuck wears a long sleeve shirt under a striped button down over brown cargo pants to a date. And that was the nicest outfit he could put together for a date that his sister picked out for him because she said this is the most appealing thing he could wear. And he rolled up the long button down so that it was like a quarter down his arm, and then the long sleeve shown beneath it over the brown cargo pants. Let's all go back to 2007. That's the last time we were brave in fashion, because my goodness. Do you remember when Alicia Keys was wearing dresses over bell-bottom jeans? That is the last time we were brave in fashion. Do you remember Mandy Moore showing up with the dress and then a t-shirt under that dress and then jeans and Chucks to red carpet events? The last time we were brave in fashion.
I can't tell if you're complimenting these people or not.
I am simply remarking on their courage. Do you remember when people would put on vests, ties, no collar that the tie would go in, just a loose tie, and then sometimes a jacket, sometimes a shirt underneath, then a plaid skirt, a studded belt, and jeans underneath? Name a braver time in fashion.
So, Me Too, what would you rate Chuck, that originally aired on NBC and is now available on Amazon Prime?
I would watch again casually So the only reason I don't say I would watch Again seriously is, of course, this is an older show, and I wouldn't say that it is so good that I'm going to stop my traditional TV queue to finish it. But I would say for anyone who likes action comedies, if you like, I don't know, any movie starring The Rock and Kevin Hart, then you will really enjoy Chuck. It is such a fun show, and the action scenes, again, are really, really good. Beej, would you revisit Chuck seriously?
I would. I didn't realize I wanted to or that I would enjoy revisiting it. So I would watch again while doing laundry or while cooking just to revisit some episodes. I don't see myself going through season by season again, but I do think it would be fun to go back to some of these episodes and just dive back into that world and see the relationships between Chuck, Casey, and Sarah.
This is definitely a show that if you were sitting down on a Sunday afternoon and you don't have other shows coming on or something like that, you could definitely sit down, watch it, and not realize that two or three episodes have gone by. It's very easy to watch.
Yes. And it also gives me a lot of Burn Notice vibes, which came out the same year and was a show that my dad and I really liked on USA Network that also had a main trio type of vibe and were spies.
So what would you do if someone sent you a file that put all of the government's secrets in your head?
I don't open strange emails with attachments, so it would be in my spam folder. But you can tell us about the time you got brainwashed by a former roommate.
I, too, have very good email practice. I don't open emails from people I don't know. Unless you email us at askthepilotpodcast@gmail.com, because we do take recommendations every other week from you, our wonderful listeners.
And you can also find our episodes on our website at thepilotpodcast.com. You can follow us on your favorite podcast platforms. You can follow us on social media at thepilotpod on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. And just send stuff to me too. Tell us about your stories.
Thank you for listening.
Bye.